There is a push in Arizona to stop using the term senior for anyone over 50. there's a lot of people over 50 in Arizona.
Yeah, well,
there are communities in the tens of thousands.
Sun River or what is
Sun City?
Sun City,
where everybody's over 50, over 55, anyways. They say it's dehumanizing, but this is for someone over 50. They don't want the term to be used. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, you're a little premature calling 50 senior.
So when I look up a few dictionary,
I thought that was middle age.
When I looked up a few dictionary definitions of senior citizen, they don't really apply a number for it. For what that would be, they say the Cambridge Dictionary says it's an older person, usually over the age of 60 or 65, one who is no longer employed. Senior citizens.
Oh, you got to work long past 65.
Senior citizens usually get a discount. So if you're getting a discount of some sort, they see you at 60. So to me, 50 is not a senior citizen.
No.
I'll put it at 65 because that's when I associate Social Security benefits starting. Doesn't necessarily mean you're old at that age. It just means that's when you get the benefits.
Well,
65, right?
I mean, if their parameters for determining someone being senior, is it the, you know, like you said, the discounts or the things like that that maybe happen, you know, in your everyday life, or is it just the aches and pains that you meet when you get up in the morning?
Well, yeah. Well, I already have some aches and pains every once in a while.
Physical limitations.
That starts in a younger than 60. Certain things are more difficult to do when you're well younger than 60 than they were when you were 25. You know that.
My eyes became a senior citizen about 5 years ago.
Yeah, you're on. Yes. All right, so let's do a quick survey here. What you have to give us a specific age when you think that you think is senior citizen status, okay? Now let's start with Kathy, who is saying I'm 50 something. I say it's 65. Brad's 50 something. He said it's
50,
70.
Not 50 something. Don't go.
You're 50 something, dude.
50.
You're 50, so you're not 50 something.
Not 50 something yet.
It's
50.
You are 50 something. You say it's 70?
I'll go 70.
All right, I'm saying 65. Kathy is 40 something. What age is it in your mind, Kathy, for senior citizens?
About 65.
You're going to see, and why do you say 65?
That's just the time usually that the older people end up retiring. Taking off and traveling, enjoying themselves.
So you're saying you are older at 65. You are older people.
Are you on track to retire at 65 and just go tootling around?
We're on track to do it probably the next 5 years.
Well, good for you. Yeah. You're 40 something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But there's a time when I thought older people. Right now, I wince when I hear 65 is older people. There was a time when I thought my age was older people. All right, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Kathy.
When I was 17, I thought 30 was ancient.
No kidding. All right, let's see. Michael is 50-something. Give us the age. So Kathy says 65. What do you say, Michael?
Well, I agree with John that when you go into restaurants and you can order from the senior citizen meal that they have, and they usually advertise it between 62 and 65. Now, do I really think that's old? It depends on the person.
Yeah, but what is the senior age?
When the benefits are kicking in, what's that?
What is the senior age?
I would say 62.
Okay, you're saying 62. You should be referred to as a senior at 62.
Well, that's when the menu starts giving you the benefits. So
actually,
why not?
Well, it starts before that. Listen to this, Denny's offers a senior discount menu for 55 and older. McDonald's,
okay.
According to the story in the Chicago Sun-Times. Story, there are McDonald's that will offer benefits. They're willing to classify customers looking for discounts as seniors if they are 50, 55, or 60. So it depends on the McDonald's. But some McDonald's will give you senior benefits at 50 years of age.
Taryn says, my girlfriend says, a telltale sign that someone is a senior citizen is if they're wearing all white tennis shoes. You know, if you're wearing the Court Classics, the Court Classics from Costco or something, any all white tennis shoes.
All white sneakers.
All white sneakers. That's ancient.
Or black socks.
Well, like the saying goes when we were children, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words only don't hurt me.
All right, thanks, Michael. Let's go to Greg. Greg is 60-something. Greg, you what is the age? Give us the age for senior status.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn. Go ahead.
See there, that's what happens. Yeah.
I've been waiting here all day. Huh? Does anybody work here?
What was the topic again?
Where'd you guys go?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
How many times did you go to the bathroom while you were on hold? All right, give us the number. Give us the number, Greg.
55.
What?
55. Oh, man. I didn't do it. Anyway, 10 years ago, I found that out. We were doing a road trip, and the hotels would give you a discount if you were a senior citizen. Well, my wife took advantage of that. My husband's a senior.
Well, so 55, they were saying, well, AARP, you can get a card at 50. So you can get those hotel discounts at 50. Brad, you can get it right. Old man across from me who doesn't want to say he's 50-something, AARP.
I'm copping to 50, not 50-something.
You're 50-something. You just have a zero at the end of it. You can start getting the discounts with an AARP card. So, you know, I'm sure you've had that in your mailbox, haven't you?
I have not seen anything from them.
Really?
Yeah.
They started hitting me up when I was in my 40s.
I know. It's probably those white shoes you wear.
That's pretty interesting. There's a lot of famous people that are our age, and you would never, ever think that, and how active we all are, you know?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Greg. Well, I'm not saying so much about it. What age are you old? It's really when does that thing really start applying?
I'm still thinking they may give you discounts to kind of get you in and spend money or whatever, try and put some commercial spin on it. But I think for me, I'd still put it further out at 70 or something. Right, I think people are still working and still active and still getting out and doing things. I mean, a bunch of our favorite rockers are on stage at 75 years old or something.
All right, Rochelle emails us, hey, Brad and John, I'm 32 years old. 60 is the age when you are a senior. Mm. Brad and John, KISM, hi. Who's this?
This is Joseph from New York.
Joseph from New York, listening to us in New York. How are you, Joseph? Yeah, now what are you? What are you, 50-something, 40-something, 60-something, 30-something? What are you?
65. And we are the new home of Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. Yeah.
Yes, your Jets, your beloved Jets. Got him there.
Maybe my tickets are worth something now. Yeah,
your Jets season tickets. Do you get a senior discount on that?
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah. All right. So what? Give me the age. Give me the age.
I'm 65, but I think old age, you're not old until you're 75 or more.
Well, no, I'm saying.
I know 80-year-olds that are younger than I am.
I'm saying senior citizen. When do you start calling someone a senior citizen? Not necessarily old, but a senior.
75
for you.
75.
What age do the airlines start letting you board early or something? Do they let old people get on early?
Now that I haven't heard. If you are 80 years of age, you can get on now. No, I don't think that there.
Yeah, no.
I don't think there is one for that. No. If you're in a wheelchair, you can get on earlier. But no, I don't think they should cut you a break on that.
Yeah, but if you get on the plane too early, then you'll just have to use the bathroom, and then you got to use the plane bathroom.
Yeah, I don't think you do want to get on that early. Brad and John, KISM, hi.
Hey, I think the state of Washington says you have to be 70 to get a senior discount on your hunting and fishing license.
So that's what it is for you, just because of the hunting and fishing license?
Well, no, I would put it at 65, but I'm just food for thought putting it out there.
I remember I was up at Mount Baker one time, and I'm in the administration office getting a pass or doing something. And this guy, he gets a senior pass or whatever, and he goes, I got the silver pass. And I can't remember what they called it. And I go, what do you got to do to get one of those? And he goes, be 75 or 72 or something like that. I can't remember. It was 70-something. And I'm like, man, if you're still skiing at 70, right on, brother.
Let them on for free.
I know, that's so what I was kind of thinking. How many 70-year-olds are strapping the skis on?
And if you're snowboarding, even more. Yeah. All right, email Brad and John at KISM.com.